We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When you see the whole car next to you is laughing too,
we made a switch.
You know, the Jeff and Jen show is on, starring 94.1.
You can admit it. What happened at church camp that you should probably go to confession for? We want to hear your stories and laugh about it. 404-263-0941.
This came up because one of our interns, Maggie. You come up here, Maggie? She's going to spend next week with the children's. Are you, this is not your first year, what is it called, being a counselor at church camp, right?
No, I'm a veteran. This is my, I guess, this will be my fifth summer working.
So are you a counselor now, but you were a camper at the same church camp?
Yes, so I've been a camper since like fourth grade. So, I mean, this is like my, I can't do math, many years later. This is my something nth year. But then I was counselor for two summers, and I was like on the leadership staff, and now I'm like going back to fill in for a couple weeks this summer because I miss it.
So church camp is sleepaway camp, right?
Yes.
So everybody spends the night, and it's not just an all-boys camp or an all-girls camp.
Nope, we got boys and girls whole week. Always a fun time.
And what are the grades of the campers that you have?
Depending on the week, I had anywhere from rising third grade to rising 12th grade.
Oh.
Actually, rising freshman in college one time.
Okay. Yeah.
So kids who have graduated high school and are going off to college are coming to camp to one more dose of Jesus before the world
ruins. Exactly. We all need another dose of Jesus.
Amen. Quote that. But I'm guessing as a counselor, you have to intervene in some, you know, sleeping bag snuggles here and there.
You know, all my campers are absolutely perfect, and they would never do anything like that. But some people might have some crazy stories about their things that they've experienced at church camp, so...
I mean, Jesus drank wine, why can't I? You know what I'm saying?
But not at church camp, Jeff.
That's what I'm talking
about. Not at church camp.
Well, the reason that she's never caught anybody is because people at church camp got to be extra sneaky because everybody's always watching. So that's why you haven't caught anybody, but people do stuff, Maggie.
And that's what we're doing here. We're just giving Maggie a warning. What happens at church camp sometimes causes you to go to confession. 404-263-0941. Julia in Atlanta, you're up first.
Hey, so we weren't allowed to wear two-piece bathing suits, and I didn't know that, so I came in wearing a bikini at the lake.
You wore a bikini in front of Jesus!
But it ended up leading to, I had a crush on this guy, and we ended up sneaking out of the cabins and meeting up to kiss and make out.
Of course you did, because you're a bikini girl.
and you're not allowed to dance with the boys, and he like kept eyeing me from the dance floor.
How old were you?
You
at
let
the
devil in, Julia. You let the devil in.
I was 14.
You're 14. You're 14, and there's a bunch of 15-year-old hormone-filled boys, and you come out wearing a two-piece bathing suit, and they're all like, it's like light behind her.
Did you guys ever get caught smooching behind the cabins?
No, thank goodness. But we were so freaked out because it turned out his uncle ended up finding out, and I don't know how.
Oh, see?
Yeah, we had a talk after that.
God and your uncle always watching.
That's the creepiest sentence ever, Jen.
God and your uncle. Okay.
404-263-0941 is our phone number. I only went to camp once, and it wasn't a church camp, so I don't have any stories.
I'm a camp kid, but I went to an all-girls camp growing up, so I'm sure there was some stuff happening.
Was there an all-boys camp down the river?
There was, yeah, and we would have dances with them, but never really long enough that I was able to get in trouble. I'm sure if they hung around longer, I would have been in deep, deep stuff.
And you've never done anything churchy.
Oh, I went to church camp all through. I was a youth leader up until my senior year of high school.
What?
I know. Things change. It's weird. But yeah, no, I went to Camp Awanita, also known, who people who don't go there go to Awanita.
Awanita?
Yeah, but it's Camp Awanita. And I got my first kiss at church camp.
Was it good?
It was kind of weird. I was like, what's happening? This is awkward. But yeah, I mean, people would always, like, you're supposed to go and have, like, the time where you go and, like, pray by yourself. And me and my girlfriends would just, like, grab each other and be like, well, let's go swim instead. Like, all the time.
You're getting washed in the water.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody sneak in anything illicit into church camp?
No, we never got, like, in trouble for drinking or anything.
Or smoking cigs or anything like that?
No. I feel like my generation of friends are the people who are going to stop smoking, you know? But yeah, no, there was definitely a lot of making out at church camp, for sure. Maggie's acting like she doesn't know. She knows. Intern Maggie knows.
Chrissy in Woodstock, why do you need to go to confession over church camp?
One time at church camp, I was the bad kid. We never went to church, and I brought cigarettes. And had all the little church kids smoking.
Did you guys get busted?
I got so busted. My parents were so humiliated. I felt terrible. I was a bad kid.
If you're the kid that gets sent home from church camp, the whole world talks about it,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
Like,
yeah.
Everybody in the neighborhood knows.
Well, in some circles, you're a legend.
You know? Well, yeah.
The
church kids talk about me.
I'm just curious, Chrissy, what brand cigarettes were they?
I don't know. I think they were like Basics. They were my mom's cigarettes.
She lifted them out of mom's pocketbook.
What are they, the ones like the Slims that are extra long too? Like the skinny cigarettes?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, not hot cigarettes.
All right, Chrissy, do you want to say something like, my name is Chrissy and please forgive me for... I have sinned with cigarettes at church camp.
My name's Chrissy. Please forgive me. I sinned with cigarettes at church camp.
All right. We'll come right back here. We got a couple more phone calls, and JP says he has a story. So
he's got to go to confession.
He's got to go to church camp confession. If you've got a story, we want to hear it. 404-263-0941 to star.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
On Star 94.1.
Got to change up the music here a little bit. So we're all stepping into church this morning.
This is our church camp confessional. What happened in church camp? You know you don't want to admit it, but it happened there.
JP has one. JP has one he's going to share here in a minute.
No.
He's nervous to share it on the radio.
I'm going to do the Kelly Cheese noise.
Cynthia and Ackworth, what's your church camp confession?
Well, it wasn't me, but at church camp, some of the guys decided they wanted to go streaking. And one of the guys fell and had road burn from his ankle to his shoulder.
Oh.
And his mom was one of the youth counselors, but she was battling cancer, so she was coming up the next morning, and he had to explain to her why he had a lot of road burn on his buttocks.
Oh, my gosh. Hilarious.
How did he fall?
That was the Lord intervening right away.
Yes.
Gravel, I guess. It was, I don't know. It was just hilarious.
And then your mom comes up from her doctor's appointment, of all things. And you're
yes.
Like, Mom.
Say, I went streaking.
Melissa and Kennesaw, what's your church camp confession?
Well, me and some of my girlfriends, not only did we sneak off away from the church camp to ride in a car with boys.
Oh, God, no, you did not.
We went to the next town over and watched a movie, which was blasphemous. Oh. And it was so much fun.
Do you remember what movie it was that you saw?
I have no idea. That was a really long time ago.
All right. Thank you, Melissa.
That was so cute.
Oh, this is where I talk?
JP, step on in. It's the church camp confessional.
Okay. So I was a sophomore in high school, and we went from Illinois to New Orleans on a bus trip to do youth stuff and build houses and do all sorts of community stuff.
So like a retreat or something like
that? Yes, a retreat.
Like a mission trip.
Mission trip.
And I was on the bus, and there was a cute senior, and I was a sophomore in high school, and we started kissing in the back of the bus. That's not the embarrassing part. The embarrassing part is that her brother was six rows in front of us, and he kept, like, groaning and going, are you guys getting close back there or what?
Ew.
You got busted on the bus?
Got busted on the bus.
Oh.
Hashtag hormones when you're like a little kid. You know, like you're like 16. You don't even care.
Jocelyn in Fayetteville. It's your church camp confession.
Okay, well, we were bad. We would sneak off to the gas station, and we would get whipped cream. We would come back, and so, like, after we got back into our cabin, our church counselor caught us with whipped cream, and she was like, oh, no, y'all are doing whippets. Y'all are getting high. And so, like, they seriously called my mom, and, like, till this day, my mom's like, whippets, whippets. And I'm like, Mom, I did not do whippets.
You're okay. Like, I just wanted it on top of my ice cream sundae.
Right. I have a sweet tooth already, so I would just eat the whipped cream all the time. And so she till this day, she was like, Jocelyn, we're not getting the whipped cream. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, Mom.
So you legitimately were sneaking out of camp to get whipped cream to eat.
Right.
I'm not sure that I believe you, Jocelyn.
All right. Thank you, Jocelyn.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. I thought they were doing something else with the whipped cream.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That, no.
She's like, no, I just had a sweet tooth.
Like, I wasn't even going whippets. I was going, like,
pervy.
Yes.
Me too.
That's I thought.
Oh.
Well, that's between her and the Lord now.
And her Weight Watchers.
She's forgiven. She's forgiven. She confessed it.
We continue conversations like this on Facebook if you want to be a part of it.
Yes, if you are too embarrassed to share it on the air but want to share it online, what happened at church camp that you should probably go to confession for? It's online now at facebook.com/Jeff and Jen Show.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.